Hi, this is Ross Allen Skorzewski, and today you are listening to the best of the best of The Mark Gunger Show.
Caution, The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to The Mark Gunger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Gunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of The Mark Gunger Show, Mark Gunger.
And the crowd goes wild with the delirium excitement. They're so thrilled because they have joined the Mark Gunger Show, the show that is all about
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Gunger. Joined, as always, by the lovely. And charming can talk.
I leave you tongue-tied and speechless.
She's so amazing. She's so amazing. We can't even talk around her. The lovely Diane Brierley.
My brain just blown her top.
And of course, the amazing, the incredible Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Engineering the show, as always, the incomparable button pusher, knob twister, and whatnot. Engineering of the program, Timothy Ray. This is a show where we answer your marital dilemmas, questions, problems. If you're new to the Mark Gunger Show, I am a relationship speaker, author, travel the world, speaking to people about relationships and marriage. I'm also a pastor. If you have any question, you can send it to us at radio@markgunger.com, and we will joyfully. I can't even talk. What is it?
New language today.
First day with that new tongue.
It's got a new tongue. Don't know how to run it yet.
I am a professional speaker.
Sure you are.
I speak for a living, and I talk to people all the time.
Goodness gracious. Anyway.
Should I be like your errand today, you know, and I'll speak for you?
That's right. I'll be Moses. I'll just stand here with a stick.
Yeah.
Moses.
Oh, I thought you said we can beat you with a stick.
The guy just stands there with a stick the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
But if you're fair, you got to think, who's the old guy? What's this? Mm-hmm. Because Aaron does all the talking.
What are you doing?
Moses stands with a stick. Now, eventually he got his groove on, got his confidence, and he started doing his own talking, but took a while. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I need to work on mine. Anyway. Mrs. Brierley, what have you got for us today?
We have emails. We'll continue on the let's get through as many emails and get caught up the rest of this week.
All right.
Are you game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Dear Mark, I love your show. I am a young... Are you done there with the kissing and smooching? She says...
She loves me. What can I say?
She does. She doesn't say she loves you. She said she loves your show.
Oh, all right.
Which could mean you or
I. It could mean that she loves Ross and I. Right.
Oh, man. All right.
Anyhow, I am a young, dedicated Christian woman who has been married for about a year and a half. We are very happy, have a great sex life, and are active in our small church. I am a leader in the music ministry, and my husband and I are taking an apologetics class on Wednesday nights led by our assistant pastor.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Right.
Ross got it. He got it right away.
Apologetics. You're apologizing.
Yes.
I get it.
Sorry. I know that's what that means.
But I'll bunch.
Do you know what apologetics means?
Is it debating the Bible? Or
it's basically to give a reason for something, apologetic. So when you apologize, we assume that it means, say, you're sorry. But in the pure sense of the word, to apologize means to explain. You need to go apologize.
Explain yourself.
Okay.
So, for example, the book of Acts was an apologetic. It was an apology of because he writes it, I want to give a reason for who we are as people of faith, as Christians, where we came from and stuff. So the whole thing's basically, I know it messes with our heads when you hear the word apology.
Sure.
So apologetics means to be able to explain the Christian faith.
So that's the class they're in on Wednesday nights with the assistant pastor, where they get to spend a lot of time discussing things about the Bible.
Uh-oh.
There you are.
There you go.
Recently.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
I'm you never know with these types of emails where things could be going.
Let's see where it's going to go.
I think it's okay so far. Okay.
Recently, I have developed a crush on the assistant pastor.
Ross hit it.
He hit it. He is young and handsome, and I am impressed
like
by...
Like myself. See, she is in love with me. I knew it. I knew it. I knew her
she
in the beginning.
She didn't say an old She's, curmudgeon.
Hey, hey, hey.
She said young
she loves
and
me.
Handsome.
I can tell.
She's into the burrito type.
She loves men that look like burritos.
I don't think so, but anyway... She says she is impressed by his knowledge of the Bible, and I find myself dwelling on him a little too much. I have even had dreams about him. He is married, too, and I would never even think about straying from my husband. And I'm sure I'm idealizing this man.
No. You already are dreaming about straying from your husband. Don't delude yourself. Mm-hmm. All right?
I'm sure I am idealizing this man, which is something I know I tended to do when I got interested in someone in the past. I have prayed that God would take him out of my mind. So far, I have avoided having any lustful thoughts about him, but I feel like if I don't
get... What kind of dreams you having?
Right?
Well, not sex
dreams,
apparently.
We're reading the Bible together.
Well, he's just in it, apparently. I feel if I don't get some advice soon, I will lose control and start to do that. Have lustful thoughts about him. I found that one of the reasons I look forward to going to church is to see him. Yesterday at church, I couldn't even look him in the eye without feeling like I was going to turn beet red with embarrassment, as if he somehow knows what I'm thinking.
Am I turning you on?
Apparently. He does go out of his way to talk to me, which is something I'm scared will be taken further if I am not vigilant. I have a strong intuition about people, and I think maybe he feels the same way about me by the way he jokes around and makes it a point to talk to just me when we're at church. Is it wrong to have a crush on someone if you're married? If so, I don't. If so, I don't want to feel.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a great question.
You guys, what do you think? Do you think it's wrong? Hey, Ross. Do you think it's wrong? Do you have a crush on?
I don't know.
You're being mean now.
What are you? Well, of course I'm being mean.
You're being mean. She says she doesn't want to feel this anymore. You have said that the best way to get rid of temptation is to put it out there and not keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Should I tell my husband about this? If I do that, won't it hurt his feelings? Help,
yes, it will.
Mark.
Yes, it will. Or and let some of your other people look, just get away from him. Mm-hmm. Look, a couple of things. Number one, as soon as she said, I'm a musician, I knew we were in trouble.
Yes.
All right. And actually, I need to have this talk with my choir. I was talking about the other day. Musicians, by nature, are very emotive people. Mm-hmm. Feely, touchy, feely, touchy, touchy, feely, 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 touchy, feely, 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 touchy. We don't even have to touch you, but we feel that we touched you. Mm-hmm. Because we're feely, touchy, 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 feely. It's what makes you great at what you do. But it's also the thing that can ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right? You follow through with this. This will destroy your marriage. It'll destroy his. And everybody will dislike you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll blame you. They won't blame him.
They won't. They'll blame her.
It'll be because the woman always is the one who loses in this deal. You're having feelings toward him. Obviously, you like him.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't live by how we feel. I feel things for people all the time. The cuter they are, the more I feel them. Anybody else feel that? Ross? I don't know. He won't admit it.
But he just laughs.
Any guy out there knows it. Of course you feel. You know, if someone's real cute and good looking and says all the right things, you can feel all kinds of stuff. You just, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stop and break away from it. And if you're having problems, let someone else around you know. Do you have to necessarily let your husband know? I don't know. I mean, it could really hurt him. But assuming you have friends, just all you got to do is let some other friends around you.
Mm-hmm. Just now, let other people know.
Just don't let that pastor know.
No, don't absolutely.
And do not let anyone who you know would tell him.
No, he cannot know.
Because that's a trip straight to hell for you.
Absolutely.
What you find someone who you think who would disapprove of it the most.
Mm-hmm. And who's going to watch you and watch if you're standing there talking to
him. And
the
worship team say, man, I got a confession to make. I'm having a problem. I'm really feeling attracted to so. Well, now every time you start talking to him, she's going to be over there giving you the evil eye.
That's right.
And it'll, be a grown-up. Get away from him. Mm-hmm. Stop going to the Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, why are you not going anymore? Don't say, because I'm in love with you. Say anything.
Exactly.
Just say, I have to stay home. I have to watch my goldfish.
Yep.
Okay, and if you need to quit the worship team, quit the worship team.
Mm-hmm.
Better to quit the worship team and get to heaven than be a great singer and wind up in hell.
And if you need to find a new church, find a new church.
Just stop it. You just stop it. You find someone you can confide in who will hold you accountable. And really, if it's really a problem, just, quite frankly, just needs to stop it.
Yeah.
Stop talking to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ignore him.
You can steer clear.
You can steer clear. Absolutely. I don't care if he does. Oh, I'm sure he likes talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't flatter yourself. It may not be what you think. He probably just likes talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Might not be.
But it doesn't matter.
Be.
It doesn't matter.
It's interesting.
You just stay away from him. Quit the worship team. Quit. And,
right.
And do you know how many musicians, how many I've heard over my lifetime who have said things, you know, I'm going to step back for a while because I want to focus on other stuff in my life. I want to mm-hmm. focus on my family. I want to focus on mm-hmm. prayer. There's so many wonderful excuses you can give and reasons, and all of it's legit.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it isn't the true reason.
You see, this is where they think they're lying.
That's not lying.
I know.
Oh, no.
Don't be honest.
They're feeling this,
no.
though, you know, and that's the weird.
No. That's not lying.
You say,
well, where was that in the Bible? I'll show you. It's when God told the prophet to go to Jesse to find David to mm-hmm. anoint him as mm-hmm. king. And Samuel says, well, if I do that, Saul will kill me. And God told him, well, if anybody asks you, tell them you're just going to go worship. Well, we would call that a white lie. Okay, well, it's not a lie because mm-hmm. God does not lie.
Mm-mm.
But here, God, and there's another place in the Bible. I just read it recently. Same kind of thing. It was a deflection thing
mm-hmm.
where God told him something else.
Yep.
So it's perfectly biblical for you to tell people other things that are still true because he did worship mm-hmm. when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't the true reason. That's not a lie. You don't have to go around mm-hmm. being honest with the devil and putting yourself in a bad situation.
And even her husband, if he asks, don't tell him.
The more that we talk about this, she just needs to stop.
Yeah.
She just get out of the worship. You don't need to be mm-hmm. in the worship team. Get out.
Is she the what? You said worship leader?
I'm a leader in the music ministry is what she said.
You bow out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if they ask you, I say, I really feel like I need to just get closer to God for a while.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. I'm going to force
Save
you to do
yourself.
It. Stop
I mean,
it.
Good night in heaven.
It is a one-way ticket to hell that she is toying with. There is no other
term
for it.
I just think it's funny. She says, well, I want to, you know, make sure that I'm not lusting after him. I'm not doing all these things. I want to make sure that I, you know, get a hold of this before I lose control. I mean, I'm turning flush when I'm around. Mm-hmm. I look forward to going to church. I mean.
Sounds a little bit out of control already.
Yeah.
The fact that you've even written us shows it's already out of control.
Right.
You just need to quit the team.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Go do something. Go volunteer in the nursery.
But I feel that this is where God wants
no.
me.
God doesn't want you in there. God does not want you. Listen to me.
No,
God does not want you there.
You know who wants you there?
The devil wants you
That's
there.
That's exactly
Absolutely.
Right.
Because what the devil wants you to do is fall in love with this pastor, and then he do some jackass of a thing and commit sin with you, and then it destroys the church, and all kinds of people leave, and devastation, and your family's devastated, and your children are devastated. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
There is no sex. And I'm a big fan of sex. I got to tell you. I like it. I like it like that.
I like it like, you know, I love.
But I can't imagine sex being so good that it's worth that.
Right.
It's not worth the humiliation. It's not worth the embarrassment. It's not worth the destruction. It's just not worth it. It's great, but it's not worth it. So I promise you, the one person who wants you to stay in that worship team, I know this is going to freak you out, the one person who wants you desperately to stay there is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's messing with people's
How about
heads
you
right there.
Not do what the devil wants? Just do what God wants and just step back, get away from the situation until these feelings pass. And then when everything passes and the situation changes, you want to get back in. And if anything flares up like that again, you step down. You just don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people struggle with that.
Huh?
A lot of people really struggle with that because they believe that what they're doing is what God has called them to do. This is
well,
my
people
area
around me
gifting.
Struggle with it because I'm so incredibly handsome.
Is he talking about the same thing you're talking about, Ross?
No, I'm just. You know, but
just
they do. They do. They struggle with this. They're
struggle
trying to
a lot.
Well balance out. Well, this is my area of gifting. This is what God has called me to do. But rather
you,
save their.
You're gifted
marriage.
To have an affair with a pastor.
No. I hear what you're saying.
No, I know what you're
There's
saying.
There's people
too.
Who are doing this that has nothing to do with an affair, but it'll destroy their marriage.
Yes.
Just because they're gone all the time.
Yes.
I'm serving Jesus. I know people who their marriages were destroyed because they never were home. They're always at the church serving Jesus.
Because it was what God.
How
wanted
does that
them
help
do?
The kingdom of God? That you end up in divorce, your children, mm-hmm. and then the church is devastated. I mean, seriously, people, you know, just reality check. They do destructive things, but they put them, they couch them in spiritual terms.
Yep.
It can be ignoring your family all the time. It could be rebelling against, who knows? There's a million things, but I'm doing this for Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like the nitwit I talked to who said he wanted to divorce his wife and his children and get away from his children. Why? Because my children keep me from ministry. Really? And I really, so you feel called to ministry? Yes. So what kind of ministry do you want to do? I want to work with children.
That's about as asinine as it gets.
Yeah.
You don't get any more asinine than that. I said, so you're telling me you want to abandon your children so you can go serve Jesus serving children?
Because they're holding you back.
I mean, that's how crazy people are.
I know it.
They just want what they want the way they want it. So anyway, dear, I'm sure you're a great singer. I don't care. I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, you're not good enough of a singer for the church to put up with that. As gifted as you think you are, I'll bet you $1,000.
Follow through and see
what
happens.
You aren't that good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's probably not that good, period.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
She's probably not. Oh. I'm serious. She's probably not. There's very few people are that great of a singer that you're not replaceable. Very, very, very few. I speak as a musician. And I have performed and traveled and recorded with some of the best singers on the face of the earth. I bet you she's not in this category.
Even if she was the best
singer, it's still, no, it's not worth it.
And don't tell him why you're doing this. Don't even talk to him about stepping down. Talk to the head pastor or somebody else that's in charge of ministry. Don't even go and talk to him and say, well, I feel like I need to step back. Don't even open up that can of worms. Don't.
Because what she'll do, well, you know, I can't because, you know, and then I, well, and then he's gonna, I feel very counted to you. And, yeah. Oh, really? Right. I didn't know. I kind of felt that way to you too. And, oh, really? I didn't.
Well, even if it doesn't go there, he'll say, he'll tell her, but you're so good at it. We really need you. And that's going to stoke her fire, too. She needs to not talk to him.
That's why I'm saying she's not that good.
Yeah.
And whether he is or isn't a party to this, it's still a path to destruction for you.
This chick is toast.
That's right.
If she stays there, yeah, absolutely.
Just get away from him. Mm-hmm. And this is, and by the way, the fact that you feel this doesn't make you bad.
No.
Lots of people feel these things.
Yes.
All the time. I feel these things. I just avoid those people. Right. I just stay away from them. You know?
You have to.
Well, I thought you were a man of God. Yeah, I thought so too. Look, you can't help but feel what you feel. It's as if you feel really drawn to someone, you just got to try and avoid them as much as you can.
Yep.
And don't talk about it with them. I really love you. As you watch your life go straight to hell.
Down in flames.
How many people do you know who've gone down this path who say, boy, am I glad I did this?
None.
Not a one.
And if there are one or two, they're in the minority.
But I still think they have the potential of living in the what if
Very,
world.
Dear lady.
Although what? I have heard one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a few that are just so, first of all, their life's still hell, but they just won't admit it. You know, they're so stubborn. Very few people ever go down this path and then said, man, am I glad I did this? It is is death and destruction. And by the way, everything you love, worshiping God, encouraging worship, what church do you think is going to put you on the worship team
after
you, commit
that.
Adultery with the worship leader in your church or a pastor in your church? The very thing you say you love will be taken from you either way. Better to back away for a while, let that thing break off.
And if it doesn't, find another church, seriously. Yeah. If you can't get a grip on it, go find another church.
Absolutely. All right. That's our opinion on that email. We will have more right after this break.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
and even verse-by-verse Bible studies, all with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Who's this?
Ike and Tina Turner, Free in Love.
And Tina, sing it, baby. You are listening to The Mark Gunger Show, along with Tina Turner, our special guest today on today's show, Tina Turner. No, she's not. We did play the song, though.
Indeed, we did.
Anyway, hey, speaking of TV, which we aren't.
But we are now.
How's that for transition? Speaking of TV. Our television program, Love, Marriage, and Stinking Thinking, is on the air, I believe, starting this week or next week. I think
the 20th, right?
Yeah. What's the date today?
Today would be the 20th.
Yeah, today. Today. Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, you can check it out. We just signed a syndication deal. We are like on 290 television stations across the country. We're probably on a station near you. Now, some of the stations are great stations. Some of them are real dinky, tiny stations, but that's because we don't have that much money. But anyway, but the good news is we're almost everywhere. So if you go to our website, stinkingthinking.com, or just go markgunger.com, you'll eventually get there. But the stinkingthinking.com is, what are you doing?
I don't know, but it's falling off my clamp from my microphone.
I think it's a sign. Your microphone is falling.
Over here.
Absolutely.
Seriously, it's going to crash it's here. I'm sorry to be the distraction.
And then she's going
to
light on fire. And
it's
then we got
to go up in flames.
Call the fire department. I hate that when that happens. People exploding in flames. And anyway, you can go to to stinkingthinking.com. That's where the website is. And just click on a television schedule, and you'll be able to see when and where we are on the air. So this is exciting. This is the first time we've been able to be in so much of the country. So it's very, very new for us. We've been on Christian stations in the past, but often at obscure times.
These are good times.
Pretty decent time slots. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so check it out, and you can check out our television program, Love, Marriage, and Stinking Thinking. A lot of fun on that. So as Ross is working desperately over here.
Are you ready for the next email?
Did you fix it?
That's okay. All right. It's crooked just like me. That's all right. That's all right. It fits.
Stop playing with your microphone.
I'm sorry, I fiddle with it a lot. Okay, ready? This email comes from the young man who is an Indian living in Dubai. Do you recall he emailed a while back about dating and stuff? Yeah. This time his question is about his parents. They pretty much have a broken marital relationship. They're constantly fighting, yelling, and it's actually his mother who does all the accusing, where the dad prefers to sit back, stay quiet, and ignore everything. Mom told the kids that the only reason they
just
are...
Just describe my parents.
Yes. The mother told him that the only reason they're not opting for a divorce is because of the kids. Now, I asked them how old they were. They're all in their 20s. But remember, this is not American culture. So they're all either at the university and he is living at home. And so it's a little bit different than when you're 20 and out of your parents' house living here, apparently, because they do the arranged marriage thing and all of that.
Uh-huh.
I can understand the whole situation to a certain extent. My dad hasn't been a good husband to her. In their early years of marriage, he used to spend most of his time at work and still does. He's a workaholic.
Sounds like my parents.
Indeed.
He puts all of his family, like his parents and siblings, ahead of his own family. And the in-laws or his extended family have not been hospitable to the wife and the kids. And the mother takes all of her frustrations out on him because he reminds her of the dad. So she's blowing up at him all of the time.
Who's blowing up at him?
The mom is blowing up at the son because
the son is...
Oh, because
you're angry at your father.
Yes, yes. Wow. So he's trying to figure out what to do.
Just like your father.
Yes, yes. Dad doesn't... He says he loves her, but he doesn't really want to work on the relationship, and he just spends most of his time at work and little time with the family. They have some business debt and issues like that going on with the family business. He says, I can understand where both of them are coming from, but can't they come to a point where they'd work on this relationship? Both of their give-a-dams are busted. I'm the middleman here. The both of them individually keep complaining about the other to me, and they are driving me crazy. I know this is a case where the whole place has already crashed down in flames, but is there any way out of this? I just feel like very soon I'm going to burst. We, me and my sisters, are desperate. Can you help?
Not really.
No.
I can't help. I mean, you know, it's bad enough when people write me about their own relationships. Mm-hmm. What did I say before? You focus on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can only focus on what you do.
Yeah.
These are your parents. You can't control what they do. And again, you just described my parents mm-hmm. to a T. Now, my dad just passed away this summer, but they were like this forever. And they were always, she was always screaming at him, and he was always working, trying to stay away from her. And I can say this because they don't listen to our show. Yep. Obviously, he doesn't listen to it, and she doesn't either. But, you know, you can't control with it. Treat them with as much respect as you can. Pray for them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that when they are working through stuff, that it's good. And compliment them when you say, you know, I just want you to know, my sisters and I really appreciate that you guys have not gotten a divorce,
because
mm-hmm. that would be very devastating for mm-hmm. us. I know you're not happy, and I know you're struggling, but I want you to know that I appreciate the sacrifice that you guys do by holding this together. You know, and you can offer suggestions. You know, my book, my DVDs, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of things they can do, but you can't control what they do. But I think if at some point, if they feel appreciated and valued, that at least in one area they're getting right, is the fact that they're still together.
Yeah.
And I would play that up yep. as much as possible and say, you know, there's so many people today that are like you guys that they just get a divorce. And I want to praise you that you never did that
That's
for
very
us.
Good.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right. God bless you guys. See you tomorrow.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered.
Am I wrong?
That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
It's all right. Apparently, the show's still going.
It's all right, Mark. It's all right.
Talk about a brain twist.
When did we go to a half hour show?
I thought we were done. The half hour that seemed like an hour. You are listening to The Mark Unger Show, where we obviously don't know what's going on, and we cannot tell the time. I am, of course.
You say we, like we're all in on this with you.
We knew what was going on.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Anyway, continue. We're answering your marital questions, relationship dilemmas. You can email them to us. Email them to us at radio@markgunger.com.
I think we all need to go to a speech therapist.
That's the first time I've ever done that. That is hilarious. All right, God bless you guys. See you tomorrow. You guys looked at me like, what? And I went, oh, whoops.
Sudden panic when it says 27 minutes on the clock.
Oh, man.
It was the longest show for you, but it was the shortest one for us.
Yeah.
That was funny. All right.
Okay, next email. My husband and I have been married for 18 years, and we have three wonderful children. 5 years ago, I found
out... Maybe you've been only married for 10 years, but it feels like 18.
Maybe.
Like the last half hour of the show.
She found out 5 years ago that her husband was in an emotional and sexual affair with a coworker. When I confronted him, he begged me to forgive him and told me he would not see her anymore. He changed jobs, and I thought that was the end of it. A couple years later, I found out he was still seeing her. He again apologized and agreed to go to counseling. Fast forward to this past October, when I again found out he was still seeing her. At this point, I asked him to leave. This time, he did not protest or beg for my forgiveness. This time, he had to tell our children what was going on because they wanted to know why he was leaving. I also made him call the other woman in my presence to break it off, which he did reluctantly. I have asked him repeatedly if he wants to come home so we can work on the marriage, and he says now that he's unsure if I can be the wife that he needs or if he can be the husband that I need. He says he doesn't want to get older. We are both 45, and then he doesn't want to get older.
There's nothing you can do about that, dude.
And just be married for the sake of being married. He wants to have fun and enjoy life, but he feels I'm too boring and does not respond to, and I do not respond to what he needs. He also said he did admit that he doesn't trust himself not to cheat again when things aren't the way he wants them to be in the marriage. Wow. He says he would like to try dating me again and see if we can be compatible again, but he doesn't want to come home. He is not seeking any help to deal with his selfishness, and I feel like I'm waiting for him to decide to be with me. He says he still loves me and I love him. He assures me he won't go back to her, but I think if she calls him and says she wants him, he will go running. Am I wasting my time hoping that he will grow up before he totally throws away our marriage? How should I handle things going forward?
I don't think you're wasting your time. You're just in a difficult place, and mm-hmm. you're fighting for your marriage. Mm-hmm. And it hurts, and it's painful, and that's why people don't like doing it. Mm-hmm. But that's all you can do at this point. You've made it very, very clear. You kicked him out. Now he's wondering what he should do. Now's a good time for you just to pray for him. Mm-hmm. And pray that God will make him incomprehensibly miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And have friends who will do that as well. Paul the Apostle, where does he say that in 1 Corinthians about this person who's immoral? He says, we prayed and we turned him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his soul would be saved. What does that mean? That's where you literally pray and say, Satan, have him. Have at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him so... Because here's the thing. Sometimes people, the thing that they want so much, when they get it, they discover they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be hard. Maybe, and I know this will sound very weird, maybe the best thing for him will be to go with this bimbo
mm-hmm.
and live with her for a few months and only find out that she's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you don't want that. But at this point, what you need to do, if you want to save your marriage, and, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you do, is you're going to have to just be patient. Mm-hmm. There are no quick, easy answers on this one. So he doesn't want to get help. I try to get as much support as I can from my family and friends and from your church, your faith community. Pray. You know, God really does answer prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And pray that this guy will become really, 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 really miserable. And say, God, do whatever you got to do to get his attention.
I have a question.
And I mean literally anything.
Oh, and he will. God, you know, can do anything.
Anything. Whatever it takes. You know, maybe, and I know this will mess with some people's theology because there are people who think, well, God never allows anything negative to happen. I don't know that I buy that. I don't buy it. I think that God will kick the snot out of you. Yeah, well, just a second. I think God will kick the snot out of you to get your attention. And if it means maybe he's got to be in a big car wreck and see his life flash before his eyes, then so be it. Better his car get totally smashed than him to slide into hell and not realize what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would just pray that God do whatever you have to do, whatever it takes to get his attention, to jerk the slack out of him, and be patient. Yes, your question.
I'm sorry for being a little, antsy there. But, you know, when she talked about having to tell the kids, you know, how much is too much sometimes for some of these
scenarios?
Yeah, I
think that was sad. I wouldn't have said anything to the kids.
Is there an age limit? I mean,
he's going to, you know, all I would say is, I don't know what they said to the kids. I'd say that your mom and I are having a really hard time, and I feel like, it's going to be bad. I hope what they didn't say is, I've been, doing the horizontal mambo with some chick at work. You know, they don't need to hear stuff like that.
She said that the two of them are teenage boys and they were devastated. The youngest is a girl and doesn't know all the details.
They should know the details.
Yeah.
Right.
The kids, it sounds like maybe the teenage boys do know
the details.
They should
know the details either. You people out there going through this, don't be so foolish. Mm-hmm. Do not emotionally vomit all over your children.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So all they want to know, all they need to know is we're not getting along and we need to separate for a while. That's all they need to know. Do not go into details that will destroy them.
Mm-hmm. Only makes them feel better and ends up destroying the children.
Mm-hmm. Your children don't need to know any of this nonsense. That ticks me off.
I did ask her if their pastor knew, and she said that he doesn't want our pastor to know because the pastor's close to our family.
Oh, my dear, if you're still playing this game, you're still, shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you. If that's what you're doing, triple shame. Come here, I'm going to give you a swirly for him.
That almost needs more than one.
I don't have time for triple swirlies. Your church doesn't know?
No, their families do know, but the church doesn't know, and very few of their friends
tell all your friends. Mm-hmm. Dear, that's the kind of thing that will put pressure on him to change.
Because he's been out of the house for 3.5 months. They need to know.
Oh, my goodness, you silly girl.
They need to know. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. See, because in his world, everything's still safe. You need to let them know, the pastor know, his friends know. His parents know. Mm-hmm. Everybody close to you guys in your world need to know.
Because that's what leverages the situation.
And they need to know today.
Mm-hmm.
And quit listening to the show right now. You need to get on the phone. You need to call your pastor. Mm-hmm. You need to call his friends. You need to call his family. Anybody who doesn't know. And say, listen, I just want you to know that Bob and I have separated. And them you can give details to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. There, you can cough that up. He's boinking some bimbo and won't stop. And man, open up the world on him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You want him to come home? You've got to open up. You've got to tear away the facade.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let him play in this game.
Because in the back and forth emailing with her, one of the last things she did say to me was that she's getting to the point where it's comfortable not having him there. He complains whenever he comes over that I don't make the teenage sons do this or that and that they don't respect him. She said, I'm feeling stronger about myself and less patient about waiting for him to make a decision to actively try to save our marriage. She needs to do something before.
First of all, rip away all the facades so everybody sees what he's doing. When he comes over and complains about the kids, say, you know how we could fix this? And say, what? I said, you come home. You come home and help them. You just say to them, you know, you're right. I don't do a very good job as a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're supposed to be here. Your children will not fare as well if you're not here.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a negative way, but in a positive way.
Right.
That's why you should be home.
I need you here.
Well, you're not doing that. You know what? You're right, Bob. You're right.
Can't do it. You need to be here.
I'm not a very good single mom. But you know what? I never signed up to be a single mom.
Nope.
Why don't you come home and help me do this? That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All right? But the first thing you need to do is tell everybody in his world what's going on.
There was one other question, that follow-up question that I asked her. I wanted to know if she was still having sex with him while he was out of the house. And she said they have a couple of times. But she's considering not doing it because she feels like she's been demoted to the girlfriend. But she's afraid that it will push him over back to this other woman.
You can't just work off of fear. Mm-hmm. That's a no-win scenario. And who knows? But like I said, the best thing is that...
You'd go, ew, what was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And same with her.
Yeah, oh, exactly. So having him full-time might not be all that it was cracked up to be, that's for sure.
All right.
Are you ready? Next question. I am a Christian. We've had this question before, but apparently this listener never heard the answer, so say it again. I'm a Christian and have been for years. My husband is not saved yet. Question is with finances. I want to pay tithes, but husband doesn't, as I've tried to explain to him what it is, and he does not understand about it or the amount that we have to pay and why. I am paying it, but not telling him, and he has said not to tell him if I do. I feel it is wrong lying to my husband about paying the tithes. If he knew what tithes were and how important it was, maybe he wouldn't care if I paid it.
It's amazing how often this question comes up, actually.
Mm-hmm. She thinks if he could just understand it, that he wouldn't be upset with her.
Is she tithing off of her money?
It doesn't say if it's just hers or if it's his.
And he says, if you do it, just don't tell me. Well, then don't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you writing
me? She feels like she's lying. Because of
that? No, he said, don't tell me.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she writing? What's the point?
I think she wants to know how to get him to understand it. So
Don't try to make him understand it.
Because she thinks she's lying to him if she doesn't tell
him. No, he gave you permission. If you're going to do it, don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you feel you're disobeying being rebellious against your husband because he told you not to do it in the first place, then stop doing it.
She thinks if someone could just explain it in simple terms that he might understand.
No. And what is it with you women? I hear this all the time. You've got an unsaved husband, and you expect him to cough up 10% of his money to the kingdom of God. Are you crazy?
They don't get that.
They're not going to get that.
Right.
There's committed Christians who don't even get that. Them, they should be horsewhipped, as far as I'm concerned. But when you got an unsaved guy, heathen, why are you tithing? Why are you taking 10% of his money and giving it something he doesn't want to give to?
Right.
What part of that do you think is going to win his heart to Jesus? Good grief.
It's not going to.
I promise you, the kingdom of God is not that fragile that if you don't give your 10%, everything's going to implode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he gives you permission, if you just work it out with him, it sounds like you worked it out.
Yeah.
He said, would you mind if I give 10% of my money?
Well,
and he says, well, okay, if you want to give 10%, you know, but not, then just do that. Whatever gives you the green light to do, do.
Yeah.
What in the world are you thinking? And I'm not just talking to her. I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of women who do this. I see this all the people come up, unsaved women come up to me and say, you know, my husband's not Christian and he won't let me tithe. What should I do? I say, quit tithing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you insane? What do you think is the point of this?
Yeah.
You're going to tick. So he's going to hate God. He's going to hate the church. He doesn't love Jesus. He's not had an encounter with Christ. You giving 10% of your money is going to tick him off.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
And you think you're going to win him that way? How about you live in such a life that you're not ticking him off? That you show the most positive part of Christianity that you can to him. And at some point he goes, wow, I want to be like that. And then he gets saved. And then when he gets saved and God really deals with his heart, then he says, you know, we need to start giving to the kingdom of God. That's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a Christian. So quit doing things that tick him off. Good grief.
I like how she said, well, if you could just explain it to him.
There is no explanation. There's no explanation to someone who's selfish and unsaved. What explanation are you going to give to a person who does not believe in God why he should give God 10% of his money?
There's a lot of people who do believe in God that don't understand it, even with the explanations.
Right. Much less a person who doesn't know God.
Right.
There is no answer. Live. Stop it. Stop ticking him off. You women out there just ticking off your husbands. Now, if they're trying to keep you from God altogether, that's a different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like the scenario, though.
If they say, well, my husband will never let me go to church, well, that's a problem. I'm going to go to church at least once a week. You don't like it? Live with it. Mm-hmm. That I get. Right. And then every time you come home from church, you have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go to church, you come home and have sex with him. I promise you,
he'll be waking you up to go to church all the time.
He'll be waking you up Sunday morning and say, hey, you need to get going. You're going to be late.
There's church functions every night of the week. I think you should go.
He'll probably start saying, Wednesday night. You need to go to church Wednesday night too, I hear. Come home. After you go to church, you come home and just knock his socks off.
That's right. And I think
short of that... Oh, are you going to yell at him because he doesn't pray?
Right.
Well.
My husband won't. No, I know women who are just dumb.
I know.
Sure.
My husband won't pray with me.
Was he saved?
Well, no.
But what then do you think?
He's not going to pray with you.
He's not going to go to church.
He's not going to go to church with you. He's not going to give 10% of his money. He's not going to do a million things.
He's not going to do daily devotions with your
children. He's not going to read your Bible. He's not going to do any of these things. Mm-hmm. He's an unbeliever. Mm-hmm. Leave him alone. Quit ticking him off. Good grief. Mm-hmm.
I like what you say, though. You always say, win him without words. Mm-hmm. Live in such a way.
Oh, she's looking for words so she can get him to die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, now, if he tells you, look, you want to give 10% of your money? Just don't tell me about it. Okay, then do it. Mm-hmm. Pretty sounds simple. Like
a, right.
It sounds like a good solution if he just
and the
just
reason
told
he doesn't
you.
Want to do it because it makes him mad. Mm-hmm. Then why make him mad? Well, all he's trying to say is quit making me mad.
Mm-hmm. She's just miserable.
How about you try to win him to Jesus without ticking him off? What part of irritating your spouse and ticking him off is going to win him to God?
There you go.
How silly is
to
this?
To drive him farther and farther away.
Oh, goodness gracious. My husband's not a Christian. Dear, if I was married to you, I probably wouldn't be a Christian either, for crying out loud. I know, that's mean.
It is.
But seriously.
I know.
I've known, you know, I don't know this woman.
Right.
Forget about you, dear. I'm not talking to you. I know women who make their husbands so miserable, they never want to go to church. And they complain because their husband is a Christian. And all I can, when I'm talking to these women, I'm thinking, man, if I was married, I wouldn't want to be a Christian either.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You just, all you do is tick me off. I'm not even married to you, and you're irritating the snot out of me.
Right.
What? I'm gonna come on. What point is this?
I know.
I'm going to tick off my husband, irritate him, because he doesn't want to give 10% of his money to Jesus, whom he doesn't believe in.
Right.
All right. She needs a swirly. Where's a swirly? Ugh.
Then there's women out there who think that their husbands aren't saved, but I would say probably are, because it's a matter of the heart based upon how they're not living out their Christianity like they are.
What? Oh, I know. I get that, too. Okay.
You know, there's both sides here.
How about all you women out there who are driving your husbands crazy and you're so critical, how about you stop that? Do you think you make Jesus happy when you make Jesus look bad to that person?
No.
You make Jesus look horrible to these people.
That's right.
How about be nice? Okay, all you ladies out there struggling with unsaved husbands, let me give you two words. Be nice. Be nice.
But.
Be nice.
Right.
How about you only be nice and see what God does? And start the whining, stop the complaining, stop the criticizing, stop you're not doing this, say you're not doing that. We need to do that. How about you shut up and just be nice?
Just do it and see what happens. So give it a try.
We need a break. We need a break, and I need a shot of Jack Daniels or something. Calm down. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want: resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Cool song. Who's that?
Rain is falling. I think it's Colby.
Colby Cheese?
Cal Yet or something like some of these weird names, but the song is called Bubbly.
I like it.
Singing about all these feelings.
I like that song, but I never caught the line until right now when she said, I get the tinglies in my silly places.
Yes.
I've never caught that before now.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, where we endeavor to tingle your silly places Monday through Friday. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my.
But anyway, oh, my God. You know, we were talking about during the break about these women.
Yes, assuming that their husband is not saved based upon.
Now, we're talking about women who their husbands come to church.
Correct.
Even then, they criticize him. He's not a Christian.
Because they're not doing Christianity the way they do.
Yeah.
Or the way they think they should.
Correct.
So I said, excuse me. So he publicly proclaims Jesus Christ as his Savior. He comes to church. He takes communion. But yet he's not a Christian.
Willingly doing these things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not a Christian because he got to do this. You know, just how about you just shut up?
Calm down.
Good grief.
We have a lot of great answers for you today on this show. It's either be nice, shut up, or just do it.
I tell people to be nice and I tell them to shut up.
Right.
Stop it.
It's like, oh my goodness gracious, stop driving people crazy.
Can you be
my bottom?
Seriously, I don't know. All right, change the subject before I get them all depressed.
Change of subject. First, I'd like to start out by saying that I love your show. And you are absolutely brilliant.
She loves me. She loves me. What's not to love? I assume it's a she. Is it a she?
Yes, it's a she.
Lucky
for you. I have watched a DVD copy of your marriage seminar, and it has taught me a lot about the difference between men and women, how to work with those differences, and the negative effects of pornography and masturbation on a married couple's sex life. I am a single Christian woman in my early 20s and currently have not seen your butt-kicking woman seminar yet. I would like to know, what exactly is a butt-kicking woman and how can I become one?
I define a butt-kicking woman as a strong, confident, yet respectful woman. A woman knows who she is, what she believes in, and is firm about it, but in a respectful way. And believe it or not, you can do it. In a respectful way. Mm-hmm. You can stand for what's right in a way that's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Christians have done that for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd go before magistrates and they're going to throw them to their death, you know, unless they deny Christ. And no, I'm not going to deny Christ, your majesty, you know, and still be respectful to them and not nasty and mean about it, but I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And women need to do this in their homes, in their lives. And I think that the big problem that we have in the male culture is they are being enabled by so many women who enable men to act very, very badly.
Mm-hmm.
Because they become doormats to what?
They just, whatever they, you know, guys can get their wives to mm-hmm. approve of anything. They can have girlfriends and there's women mm-hmm. who approve of it.
They're told to submit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know? Those are idiot pastors who don't know what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to submit to some guys committing adultery, for heaven's sakes. The same verse in the Bible that says women should submit to their husbands is the same Bible that says people in churches should submit to their pastors.
Mm-hmm.
But then it changes when you put it that way.
Sure.
Because there's not a church in the world who's going to tolerate a pastor who's coming in drunk or hitting on women or committing adultery or stealing money.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Bible says submit. Yeah, but not when they start acting badly. So the same is true in the home. A woman should submit. Yes, she should mm-hmm. show respect and submit to her husband, but not when he's acting like a jerk and a mm-hmm. monster.
Right. And that's also part of the butt-kicking woman, right? It's helping women become that and
understand
that.
We tried to teach them that at our last butt-kicking women conference, bits and pieces. The whole conference wanted Dirchen different than I wanted, but we're certainly going to get it this time around. Mm-hmm. When is that conference this year?
May 20th and 21st.
May 20th, 21st. You want to come check this out? We're going to have a riot with these women, and this time much more teaching and instruction on what it means to be a butt-kicking woman and teach you from the Bible how to be mm-hmm. a butt-kicking woman. Less crying.
Less crying.
I don't want crying. I don't care about crying.
Butt-kicking, not crying. The part of the
you want to cry, cry. But I mean, you know, just come and cry is not going to do anything. And, you know, I'll sexually abuse. Okay, but that's not what this conference is for. Mm-hmm. This
There's
isn't
lots
for women
of women's
who are abused and I help me. No. I'm just going to show you how to be a strong, confident woman. If you need healing, go to a different conference.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
There's healing. I mean, there's places where you go to get strong. Mm-hmm. And then there's hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Indeed.
There's a difference. There's a gym. My conference is a gym for women.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you're sick and have diseases and are totally wounded, you go to the hospital. Right. It's different than a gym. Most marriage or most women's conferences tend to be hospitals for let's heal these women. I'm not against that. I'm just saying that's not what this conference is. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to.
You are brilliant.
I'm brilliant. I'm smarter than I ever thought I could be.
The part,
but I think it's a great way of making it clear to women. Yeah. This conference is a gym.
That's right.
We're going to show you how to be strong. It's not a hospital if you're wounded and bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's
Everybody
really
understands.
Good.
If you're bleeding, don't drive into the gym.
Right. Go to the hospital.
You go to the emergency room. And if you want to work out, you don't go to the emergency room. See, that's one of the problems is because everything's always an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
So the women who want to get stronger can't because they only go in the emergency room and they're in there with a bunch of bleeding. I'm not bleeding. I just want to get stronger.
Yep.
So I'm trying to make that definition. We're trying to make that distinction. This conference, the Butt-Kicking Women Conference, is a gymnasium to get strong.
Do you know that I have somebody that wants to do a self-defense, like breakout session with the women? Wouldn't that be great?
Karate?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You know, go home and
that
next thing you know, the husband
starts
getting
beat up. That was one of the things I wanted to suggest, yeah.
Beat up.
No.
I went to the Butt-Kicking Women's Conference and I learned
Come
how to do
this. Come on
with
a black belt.
Come here.
No.
I think it'd be great.
That'd be funny. I'd be all for it.
The part
but
of,
they want you to be the guy
dummy.
That they actually
Oh, they're crazy.
The dummy.
They'll put you in that big blow-up sumo outfit.
Do that. I'd do it. You can kick me in that.
That would be funny.
I'm a wuss. I'm afraid
I think that would be a good idea.
Wouldn't it?
I had that on my list of the afternoon sessions, and I thought that would be a great idea.
Yeah, they would love to do it.
That's cool. Now we're to the end of the show.
Now we can end the show. I'm confused now. Is this the break? Halfway break? Good grief. Anyway, so check out May
20th and
21st. 20th and 21st. And we got a website up on there for buttkickingwomen.com?
Yes.
It is
like that.
In the works, absolutely.
Go check it out, ladies. Make plans to come to Green Bay. We're going to have a riot. This is going to be a gymnasium to make you strong, confident women.
A dojo.
Dojo. Dojo for Jesus.
There's no fear in this dojo, is there?
No fear.
No fear.
No fear. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.